You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
But now the problem is you're going to lose tons and tons of money because kids aren't going there anymore. You know?
And that's why nobody opened their mouth to begin with. They were protecting their turf. They knew this was bad for football and bad for the school. So they tried to sweep it under the fucking rug.
They just released.
And they got caught.
They just
released
yesterday.
Why didn't they just have Sandusky killed?
Because that's not how things work around these parts.
Like, they're that. Like, it's Pennsylvania. It's not like it's Texas. Like, you know what I mean?
Wait. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, Friday Night Lights shit. Like, everything is football.
Why should take care of them?
Like, come on. I don't know.
He's molesting boys. We can't have this here.
Kill him.
This is Joe Paterno is Don Quillian. Don Paterno.
I'm trying to run a program here. This guy's fucking up my shit. I thought it was McQueary all along. I didn't know it was Sandusky.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerks on Riotcast, fucking.com.
Feel the sadness burning in my heart. You left too early, follow up. So many things I should have said, but in your mind you knew it well. Holding on to all I gotta love, but things still seem so dark and cold. The fire burning down my happiness, but I will rise. Surprise, strong, you true.
Screaming, see me bleeding, 'cause the days were more.
and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the fun. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com and make sure you find us on Twitter, Facebook, and make sure that you download the Riotcast app for your iPhone. And welcome.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Very nice.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You. Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
And you just fucked up your good entrance.
No, that was actually pretty funny.
Was it? Well,
thank you. My job is to make you laugh.
Yes, it is. You're doing a good job so far.
I'm trying.
Except for the intro. You didn't make me laugh once, which is actually a good thing.
That is a good thing.
It is a good thing. What is there, an echo in here? Thanks for not
effing it up.
No, thanks for not sounding like Sarah Palin. Which, by the way, I have to say, Sarah Palin makes Missy look like the president of Mensa.
Oh, absolutely.
I hate that woman.
I really do.
Yeah, she's a crazy bitch, man.
I can't say I hate her. She's just dumb as shit.
Oh, I hate her.
She's dumb. She's like one of the dumbest people on all of planet Earth.
I hate her guts. I really do.
And it's funny because...
Sorry, if Gary Busey is Missy's dad, would that make Sarah Palin her mom?
Hells no. I'm smarter than that.
That's
bitch.
Pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
That is not true.
That's about right on par.
No. Sarah Palin? Come on.
She ran a state.
Yeah, but it was Alaska. It doesn't count.
You sound more and more like her every day.
No, seriously. Like, listen, I know that I say some fucked up shit, but she says some fucked up shit. And she, like, if I was in a public office like that, I wouldn't talk like that.
You shouldn't talk about your mom like that.
She's not my mom. Fuck that. She is a disgrace to women.
I agree with that.
Yeah, she is. She's like, stupid. She set the fucking women's race back like fucking...
50 years.
Yeah, easy. Yep. Easy. Like, thanks for that.
I didn't realize women were a race, but whatever.
Fuck.
What's your favorite race? Oh, it's got to be women.
Yeah, I love women.
And it begins. Women.
She got herself in a good position to be like, you know, the governor, and then she just tanked.
She's just dumb.
Know? She had a good shot to make it good. And then,
yeah.
You know, at least Hillary's.
Oh, Hillary's.
Hillary's a badass bitch.
Hillary's good.
He's pretty smart. So.
He is pretty smart.
Hillary is the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of her. Thank God for her. They should just fight.
But Palin is just...
She's an asshole.
She's absolutely lost her fucking mind.
Yeah, really. Like, it's those Christian
the dumbest
fucking...
dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
It's just like those Christian fucking, like, love Jesus people. They're so dumb.
No.
No, when they're psychotic like that?
No.
You don't think that's...
No, because you know what? Every Christian or God-loving person on the planet that heard that was probably looked at TV and was like, you dumb cunt.
You think so?
Absolutely. I mean, fucking, what's his name? Sean Hannity, the guy that interviewed her? Mm. He's a right-wing religious nut, too. And he was like, no.
No. Yeah.
No, he absolutely was. He was like, no. And she, like, jumped down his throat. She's like, well, who are we to say... where heaven is and that they didn't fly into heaven. And it's like, well, wait, what?
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
She's whacked.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm surprised she doesn't have like a publicist.
All right, so do we have a clip of this at all or no? I'm just asking. Because if not, we have to tell people what we're talking about.
We do have a phone call. I think somebody wants to jump in.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're live on the air at the Jersey Jerk Show.
What's going on, you guys? This is Johnny Trejo on Twitter, and you have Johnny T.
What's up,
hey,
Johnny?
Not much, not much. So, you talked about Sarah Palin and the religious right. I just caught a little glimpse of it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? These people are so idiotic. And you know what? And you have an ordained reverend as well, but I'm more progressive and... Sarah Palin, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Do you back her?
Hell no.
Okay.
I'm more like the Jay Baker type preacher, you know, with a marriage equality and more progressive, you know.
But not like you can fly a plane into heaven.
What?
Well,
yeah,
that's
Wonder Woman.
That's really what we're talking about. It's basically Sarah Palin said that she thinks that the Malaysian flight flew directly into heaven. And
what the hell's wrong with her?
Well, that's the whole point. This is why this woman is basically retarded, and she's lost her mind. And the fact that she still continues to get media coverage is beyond me. Because she's crazy,
and she's not well respected in the religious race.
She's not.
You are a stupid motherfucker tonight.
Yeah, I'm helping the cause.
You blew it!
That's pretty. Well, I just want to call and say what's up, you guys. I tweeted last week when I called in, and just tweeted it a few minutes ago. So
thanks, Johnny.
Love the
we
show.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, sir.
If it was for Billy J and The Hole and all these other shows, I wouldn't have found you guys. But you know, so
well, we appreciate
some shows I listen to. You know, but. Kind of boring. So, Mandy Thor's hammer? Nah. I try listening to it, I fall asleep, but it is what it is, you know.
Everybody has their own taste, Johnny.
That's true. That's
preach
true.
On, brother. Well, we appreciate the support, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Now, when are you guys going to get the bishop on again? I think that was pretty cool.
We'll get him on again. We'll definitely get him on because we gotta work something out with him. We gotta try to get him to make us a theme song for the show.
Mm-hmm. I saw a YouTube video. It was like a $2 hot dog, $1 water. I think it was 1 pound fish. It was like a same jingle.
Okay.
You know, bag wrapping and stuff. I think I sent it to you guys a while back, but
did you?
I don't know. No, I never saw.
You know what? If you can resend it to us, we'd like to listen to it. We'll play it on the show.
Yeah, and compare it like that jingle and $2 hot dog, $1 water.
It's catchy, good. Right?
With the dollar twice. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I better go. I got to get set up for work tonight. So, you know.
All right, Johnny. Day. Good luck with that, buddy.
No problem. You guys keep rocking.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
Got it, man.
See ya.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, guys. Okay. Bye, Missy.
Bye, Johnny.
All right. Wait.
Late.
How I feel?
I think I found it. I think one-pound fish, $1 fish man.
What?
Oh, the original one-pound fish, Queens Market, Uptown Park. Yeah, I think it is. I think this is it.
Is it a video?
It's
or
a video, too, yeah.
All right.
It's got to go through the fucking commercials.
Oh, okay, yeah, no problem. I figured.
Fucking YouTube. Fucking bullshit. So I'm curious to see. Do you ever hear this?
No. And I don't. Yeah. I didn't see that he had posted it anywhere, so that's confusing.
Johnny
Trejo.
Johnny Trejo. He's a big
Trejo.
You do your fish song for me. You do your fish song.
What the fuck? Two.
We might have a sequel.
This
is a Jersey Jerky Boys mix. Alright, I'm done.
It's definitely not as good as
No, it's not. It's not. And to be honest with you, I think I'm over the song already.
Aww.
No, not the $2 hot dog. This
one pound fish. I don't even know what the
fuck. I thought he was.
Yeah, that's way better. Come on now.
Keep that stuff in England.
That's funny. That's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one was, you know, a little too...
Was he
it's a little
talking
too
English?
Swarthy for me.
I feel like it was in another language.
He's Indian. I mean, maybe he's talking fucking...
Oh, he was Indian? I thought it was Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Señorita, what are you doing?
All right, so back to Palin.
Palin.
She's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys get a chance. You got to YouTube it. I'm pretty sure there's got to be a video of the actual interview, but you got to actually hear her say it because you can almost hear a pin drop in the studio when she said it. It was, because I watched it. They were talking about it on the news, and they replayed it.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's just like, yeah, let's just show this clip of Sarah Palin real quick. And you just see her. She's like, you know, all bug-eyed, and she's like, well, maybe it flew up into heaven. You know, and Hannity's like, they like show his face, and he's just like, we got to take a break.
Yeah, it's funny like how like proper the news is, because if Missy would have said something like that, we would have fucking cried laughing.
Yeah.
Like, how are they not laughing at her?
I'm laughing at her. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time with it. She really is the dumbest person on the planet.
She is really, really stupid. And I feel like everybody that goes out into the media and does stuff like that, don't they have publicists and things like that that, like, control the stupid?
Why would any publicist or anyone, for that matter, want to represent Sarah Palin?
For money.
But yeah. but just for the fact that – just for the fact of what she did during the campaign –
yeah.
She's – nobody wants to go near her. I mean,
they
people –
can't control what she says.
People
in the
quit on her during the campaign.
Why is she still – like, why was
relevant?
She even on the show?
She does – she's a regular guest on that Fox whatever.
Is it like Fox and Friends?
Not Fox and Friends, but it's one of the Fox shows with Sean Hannity.
You know why she's still relevant?
Why?
Because she says stupid things like that.
Yeah, and I guess everybody.
Well, she
wants
also
to make fun
she
of
also
her.
Makes right wing people look even worse than they already
they,
do.
She really does.
And believe it or not, she does still have people that follow.
Of course,
her.
You know because I mean? There's tons of stupid people.
But what does she do? Nothing. Like, what's her job?
Okay, I thought the dumbest thing she ever said was that she could see Russia from her backyard.
Right.
And that's still pretty much up there.
That's really fucking dumb.
But flying up into heaven, that just threw me for a loop. Now, I was watching Bill Maher last week, and Bill Maher always, you know, he just rips on everybody.
Absolutely.
And the big news right now in politics is Putin over in Russia is a dick.
Yeah, he sucks.
And he was showing if Putin would run for president, you know, they were showing some of his campaign slogans. He's like, and one of them was, I can see Russia from my backyard.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so.
Bill Maher's funny as shit.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. Well, at least his show is. His stand-up sucks. But anyway. So anyway, Palin, I can't wait to hear this week's Bill Maher show.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to rip
You know he's going to have a fucking entire, like, half hour dead.
Absolutely.
But,
you're a stupid motherfucker, you know that?
Yeah, she should know that. I mean, does anyone, like, does her family just sit there and say something to her afterwards, like, what are you thinking?
They have to. I mean, they're like any normal.
And she probably looks at them like, what?
They probably, like, support it. They're probably like, you know what? The plane is probably in heaven.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I think they got her back.
They all drink the Kool-Aid. You know, they all drink the same.
Because there's got to be
She's not the governor of Alaska anymore, is she?
No.
So she has no political power anymore, does she?
I don't think so.
So what the fuck is her family following her around for? They're just going to follow her off a cliff.
Maybe they're the ones that planted these insane seeds in her brain.
No.
They're still,
she's
still talking about a presidential run.
She didn't come up with that just like off the cusp on that show. You know her and her family had talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
And they were probably like, yeah, say that.
Well, maybe I'll be honest. I think her family doesn't like her, so maybe they were pushing her to say
Why do you think that?
Well, her husband's a zombie. He basically is her little lapdog.
Yeah.
The whole shit with her one daughter that had the kid with that fucking dude that didn't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they probably, that whole family's fucked up. So they're probably like, yeah, mom, say that. Go ahead. You know.
Right. Her family obviously hates her. Missy's been talking shit on her the entire
show. Yeah, I mean, if that was my mom and she was telling me she was going to say something like that, I would have probably drugged her and put her in the trunk of a car until she missed her interview. Because I don't want her to say something stupid like that. Because that's what she'll get known for. I mean, look
at. She's already known for that, though.
No, I know. But I mean, no one ever thought she would top what she said before about seeing Russia in her backyard and all that bullshit. But, you know, that was during a time where she was relevant. She was running for vice president of the United States of America. So that was her shining moment.
Yeah.
To be stupid. No one thought she could top that after the fact. Well, she just did.
Yeah, she did.
She really did. So that family already is probably like, oh my God, everyone thinks we're stupid. You know, I hope nothing like this ever happens again. And boom, this happens. And it's like, oh God, we're stupid again. We're even dumber than before.
Yeah, this is super dumb. Unless people, you know what? There's so many people in the United States, like in other countries, they're probably like fucking crazy.
I mean, look at W.
But there's people in the United States that probably like are like, yeah, I believe that too.
W's career has always been laced with dumb things he's said or done. Yeah. You know, like holding the children's book upside down when he found out that the towers got hit. That was dumb.
Yeah.
You know, saying stupid lines at the beginning or end or middle of any of his speeches. Fool me once. You know, that kind
of... Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
They're running neck and neck then.
Now, she's definitely more dumb than him.
Maybe she's taking advice.
Once.
Maybe she's taking advice from her son, Trip.
Who would have thought that was the smartest one in the family?
Yeah. He probably like, not only that, he's probably got, like, retard strength.
Now you know where he gets the gene from.
Now, why did he name her Trip? Was he Trip over his own lip?
My mom is the former governor of Alaska.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
That is good.
Two thumbs up, Chris.
Could you imagine if Sarah Palin married George W. Bush?
No.
I would vote for both of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you know what? It'd be worth getting hit with nukes.
Doesn't she want to run for the president?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? She wants to run like for the president, or she wants to run for president?
Like, run for president when it comes around.
She didn't do it last time.
Yeah. I don't think she would. Do you think it's because she knows nobody would vote for her?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, see, I think she's delusional.
I don't think she'd make it out of the primaries.
I don't think she's delusional. There's no way she's delusional is what I'm trying to say. I think she thinks she has a shot. You got to remember, she only pays attention to her supporters. She doesn't pay attention to naysayers.
Right.
You know? Did you guys ever see that HBO movie about her and McCain? I think it was...
I saw bits and pieces of it.
Forgot the name of it. It was really good, though. It was really, really good. Julianne Moore played her, and she did a fantastic... Yeah. She actually looked like her and sounded like her.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
And Ed Harris played John McCain, which is kind of funny. Yeah.
Was he good as McCain?
Yes, extremely.
Fuck, I'm
Woody Harrelson was her campaign director.
It was on HBO?
Yeah. It's an HBO... Game Change. Yeah. Thank you. That's what it was called. It's an HBO-made... Movie. Yeah. It's you have to watch it. It is brilliant. She's not, but the show is brilliant. And you get to see like the behind the scenes of everything. And I'm like, wow, this chick is dumber than I thought.
So in the movie, does the family seem supportive towards
her?
Okay.
Yes, very supportive.
So then that's probably what it is. They probably all believe it.
I don't know.
I guess
you've spouted off some crazy fucking theories too.
Absolutely.
You know, but
I'm not in a public forum in the fact of like
time out.
Politics,
yes, you are right now. Right. There you
go. Politics, though.
Yeah.
Like my.
Although you do fit the criteria for a politician.
Yeah, anybody knows.
So what's crazier? The Malaysian flight landing in heaven or the Lunar Hotel?
I feel like the hotel is possible. Okay. We don't know where heaven is.
The Lunar Hotel is not possible.
We'll see.
They're not going to put a hotel on the fucking moon.
You never know.
No, I do know. They're not going to put a hotel on the moon. Not in your lifetime. Not in any of our lifetimes. There will not be any residentials, any residential buildings or office buildings or anything for that matter. It won't be a fucking $2 hot dog stand
on
the moon. We're playing on the moon, bitch.
Seriously. It's not going to happen. They're building a space station. That's as good as it's going to get for now.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the moon, even.
They're both equally stupid.
No, the heaven thing is way more dumb.
See, that's your opinion, but yeah, Chris brought up a good point. You kind of brought me back down to earth a little bit. What do you think is more ridiculous?
There's proof of outer space.
So you're saying that she has a valid point?
No, of course not. I'm saying that there's proof of outer space. There's no proof of heaven.
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay.
So,
for somebody to think that, you know, there could be, there is a hotel and there's garbage men in outer space.
Okay.
You know,
I'm going to top you now.
Okay.
Which is more ridiculous? Flying into heaven or seeing the light come out of someone's eyes when they die?
Oh, fuck you.
Wow.
There's no proof of that.
I've seen it.
No, you haven't. You got to stop doing drugs.
I know.
So when the plane landed in heaven, did they see the light come out of people's eyes?
Come on, guys. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if he told me right past the Milky Way, there's fucking heaven, I would be like, shit, maybe the plane did fly into heaven because it's a real place. But
did Neil deGrasse Tyson tell you that light leaves the eyes when people die or animals die? No. So why are you believing that bullshit?
Because I've seen it.
What? She saw it, obviously.
Remember, I told you I saw it. I could have sworn I'd seen it happen.
I think I know
what you saw. Fucking mind.
Yeah, I agree. I think I know what you saw.
What?
I think, were your eyes teary?
Yes, that's
yeah, you know what? I think the light from whatever room you were in, like, bounced off, like, your watery eyes. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what
that
happened.
That does make
and you
sense.
Read into it to
you
a
know
point
what happened?
Where it made you brain dead.
She was on a 3-day mushroom binge.
She was on a 3-day mushroom binge? And then what happened?
And the light left the eyes. Oh, God.
I feel like I've been on acid for the past hour.
But then Ozzy died.
Man, don't compare me to Sarah Palin, man.
Well, I mean,
you do it to yourself.
At yeah, least you, the shit yeah, I you, say is like funny and creative. Now, she's like crazy.
Don't call your mother crazy.
I don't appreciate that, Missy.
Oh, my God.
She's my wife. What was I going to say? About the whole, when she said back in the day that she can, they can see Russia from their land.
Right.
Okay. You thought you could see the equator. The actual
equator. Okay. But that's different. I've never been to the equator.
There is no equator.
I thought there was.
It's just a land, it's like a, not a landmark, it's a.
I didn't know it was a fictitious map thing.
I don't know how to
it's
word
like
it.
It's like a line on a map.
Well, it, besides, it's like, you got to think of it like as an imaginary, I don't know.
Yeah, I know that now. I looked it up and I learned
where,
all
like,
about
below
it.
Below it's warm and, you know, whatever. But it doesn't, it's not like a ring of Saturn where you
no,
see
no, and that's.
You can like drive on it.
I just thought it was
Chris,
like.
Did you just dunk?
I didn't think it was a literal line, by the way.
But do you see how there's similarities?
Did I tell you when I was in Vegas, I took a picture of the sky and sent it to Missy and told her it was the equator?
Did you really? What'd you say?
I didn't.
Fuck you, I think.
Yeah. I was not happy about it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there are similarities in your thought processes.
See, the difference is that I am unknowledgeable about things.
But
and that's
you claim
why
to be most knowledgeable, like Mad Woe, about things.
Certain things I feel like I am. I do. Certain things I feel like I'm really smart at.
Like
technology class okay. And making kites. And
I feel like I'm smarter than you guys give me credit for. I just don't know how to say things properly. Because remember, people always have my back, and they're like, I think Missy's trying to say this. And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you don't have – so you need like a rep here.
Yeah, man. I need a publicist.
Okay. All right. All right. So you need basically someone to
– speak for me.
Yeah. She needs a translator. She need like an anger translator.
Yeah, I need like a translator.
Okay. Yeah, a translator to go from stupid to normal.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
but I'm your translator.
You are, and you usually can get it out. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I said. And you're like, what? No, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you thought of what you said.
And I was like, yeah, just words are my friend like that in the beginning. And then once I get real super knowledgeable on things, I'm like, boom, boom,
okay.
Boom.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Flying into heaven, real mermaids. No proof of either.
Yeah, but the mermaid thing
is bullshit.
Hello. The mermaid thing is because it all started because I said I wanted to be a mermaid, so I said that I was a mermaid
for 5 seconds.
You
gotta listen to that show again because
I wanted to believe mermaids were real, but the more that I looked into it, the more I realized that they're just manatees.
The fact that you had to look into it.
Because you never know. About,
yeah, you know.
There's
you
like
know.
A Loch Ness you know. Monster. There's you know. Sasquatch.
No, there is no Loch Ness Monster. It doesn't exist.
But it's a thing.
It's a myth. So is a Sasquatch.
But they have shows finding Bigfoot.
They never found Bigfoot because there is no Bigfoot. Bigfoot is probably like a big, tall Mexican.
But do you know what I mean? It comes, everything like comes from something.
No.
And then mermaids came from manatees. Now that mermaids are real.
Are you sure it's not wool manatees? No, they didn't come from manatees.
I read all about it.
First of all, mermaids, I believe, originated from Norse
yes.
mythology.
Yes.
Mythology.
Yes, I know now that it's
so
not
they came
real.
From somebody's mind, basically.
Yes,
someone
they
who
came
was
from pirates. Pirates. They came from pirates' minds. Pirates would see the manatees and they wouldn't
I'd
know.
I'd rather be on the boat with John Phillips, Captain Phillips.
They would see the manatees.
What the fuck? Man titties? That's what you just said.
Yeah, don't talk about us being fat.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Man titties?
Manatees.
No, manatees. There's no second T.
Man titties.
Man titties. That's what she's saying. Man titties. She's being all fucking regal about it. Let me see your man titties.
Man titties.
Show us your man titties.
Here, I'll pull one out for you.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Can I see a moob?
How do you say it again?
Manatees.
Manatees.
Yeah.
Okay. The pirates would be on, like, the ocean for too long, and then
slow
they would
down. Stop. Hold on. Slow down. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's gather your info that you're trying to tell me.
Okay.
Us. Start again. Slow it down. And actually hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay? Hear it.
Pirates have man titties.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Elegant pirates. Let us see your man titties.
Shut up.
Pirates have man titties.
Oh, God.
Go.
Okay.
Man titties.
Oh, what the fuck. All right.
Big ass man titties.
You guys are the devil.
All right.
Okay. Not
big ass titties.
I hate you.
You got them big fucking floppy tits. You sound nice. You sound like you got a nice pair of them fucking baloney tits.
You got those big fucking sausage tits.
Oh, man, I love titties. So.
Oh, my God.
All right, man titties, go.
All right.
Man
so,
titties, go.
In the Norse mythology,
yes,
they were pirate-like people. They didn't call them pirates.
They
but
were
they,
Vikings.
Okay, they were
there
Vikings.
There were no pirates.
Well,
right.
Like I said, I don't know how to explain things, so they were like not nice salesmen or sailing men.
Salesmen? Would you like to buy a man titty?
They were like thieves. They were
well, which were they, salesmen or thieves?
They were
one and the same.
They were lawyers.
They were thieveries.
They were mean.
They were thieveries, Chris.
Thievists.
He's a piece of shit.
You are regressing.
They were robbers. They were like pirates. They stole shit from other people.
Okay.
Okay. So Viking thieves. Okay. And they would be out on the ocean for so long, and they would get that same thing that you get when you're in the desert, and you see mirages and shit. Like, you know how when you're in the desert for too long, and you get, like,
hallucinations.
You would hallucinate.
You haven't had them with all the drug use you've
I've
had?
I've had a million of them.
Okay.
So they would see.
It's like that commercial, that Fiat commercial where they see P. Diddy yeah. in the desert. No, Fiats don't have four drugs. Go on.
Oh, my God. So they would. They would see, like, the manatees.
Oh. Manatees, yes.
They'd see the man titties.
Right.
Manatees.
No.
Manatees. Manatees.
Okay.
Manatees.
Okay. We can go with that.
Manatees. So, they would see the sea cows. And that's another name for a manatee, is a sea cow. So they would see them in, in the ocean, and they would think that they were fish women.
They were what?
Like women, half fish.
Fish women.
And that's where mermaid came about, from the fish women.
Okay.
And then that's where it started. So it started from a real thing. It just got, like, exaggerated over time. And that's what I'm saying. Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, things like that.
Does the explanation help at all, Chris? Does she just add?
Oh, I zoned out like 5 minutes ago. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
What the fuck, man? I don't even know how we got on this subject.
We're talking about... We were trying to... see the connection between things you've said and things Sarah Palin have said.
Okay.
And I bring up an example. I'm saying flying into heaven or what did I say? Mermaids.
Right.
And you went in onto a man titty fucking rant about.
So because somebody hallucinated it at one point, it started from a real thing. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So basically the pig man's real because Kramer saw it at the hospital that one episode.
Right.
Yes.
No, it's not fucking real.
But it starts from something, so there's some truth
to
it.
No. There's no truth. It's an hallucination, and someone documented it as a story, and people like you take it like it's for real.
Well, once I learned into it more...
It's a story. That's like saying all TV shows are real and all movies are real. They're stories.
Sometimes they're real.
Wrestling's real.
Welcome back.
Sorry, dude.
Would you shit yourself?
Listen, man.
You've been sick.
I've been sick.
Oh, man.
I've been sick. I've been in bed, throwing up, shitting at the same time. And something just overcame. I thought I was going to throw up, man.
But did you shit?
I did.
Did God you throw damn it. Up?
I apologize now, Chris.
Take a picture of it.
Did you open the window?
No, because I knew you'd be the next one in there.
I'm not going. I'll go downstairs.
I'll pee outside. I'm going there.
We're always talking about farting. Fart sounds.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
I didn't think I was going to make it in there.
Oh, really?
It was bad.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a broken lawnmower.
That was a man titty.
Man titty?
Man titty.
Shut up.
Man titty.
I thought I was saying it right.
You were saying man titties.
Man titty.
No, there is no such thing as man titty. Man titties, yeah, we all got that. Yeah,
there's six of them in
yeah,
the room.
Fucking, yeah, we have six moves.
What are you trying to say?
Manatee.
Oh, manatee.
She keeps adding
I
a T.
Manatee. I thought it was man-a-tee.
Manatee.
Yeah. So I say manatee.
Man-titty.
Man-titty.
Yeah.
Man-titty.
I thought you guys were calling me in there.
Man-titty! Marty's like, hold on, I'm shitting.
Let me get it out.
Marty's like, I'm shitting. Hold on, I'll be there in a second.
I start breaking out in a cold sweat.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Are you still sick?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Not too good, though. Or is it just everything running through you?
I can't eat too much, yeah, which okay. is good. That's good for me.
Soup it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Ow.
Goes in like soup, comes out like soup.
Ew.
Spring cleaning.
Oh, there you go. Get a colonic.
Pass two nights and then a colonic.
Sorry.
I think that's where Missy is like a typical girl where she doesn't find it that funny. Or she won't talk too much about it.
No, instead she's going off on
man titties.
On pirates and man titties and you know, Viking pirates or Norse pirates.
Robbers.
And they were salesmen, which she means people that sail. Not like
what are they selling?
You missed a lot.
I was in there for 5 minutes.
I know, and you missed a lot. My head already hurts.
What are they selling? Viking horns?
They're selling man titties, obviously.
I was trying to explain the
history of mermaids. Selling bras for the man titties.
Where mermaids originated from.
The manzier.
They originated from somebody's imagination.
Well, my point was, I don't know if you were here for this. You may have walked out just when I happened. You did the poopy dance out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said flying into heaven or mermaids, which one was more ridiculous?
Right.
And that's when she tried to back up her mermaid story.
Oh.
Which didn't work, by the way.
Not at all.
So, you know,
yeah.
final conclusion of that is...
But, like I said...
Sarah Palin's your mom.
Sarah Palin is not my mom. That is disrespectful.
Why?
I take offense to it.
You're right. We should apologize to Sarah Palin right now.
Fuck you. She is way more stupid than I am. Way.
You were about to say smarter. You're like, way more stupid.
I was going
to
say stupider. I was going to say stupider, but it's not a word.
No, it's a planet.
Jupiter.
Stupider.
It's a race.
Stupider. That's where you're from.
It's a race. But like I said, if Neil deGrasse Tyson said, there's fucking, here's heaven, this is where you go when you die, in space, I would be like, shit, maybe it just fucking got sucked up there.
Right, but he didn't say that.
No.
We know you'll believe anything he says.
I really will.
I know. But forget that, because he didn't say it, because he's
not
stupid.
Yeah, but mermaids originate, so heaven... heaven is an idea. Nobody knows. Nobody's seen it. Nobody, like went to heaven and then came back.
So what the fuck is a mermaid, then?
A mermaid is a myth.
It's an idea.
Yeah, but it's based on facts, even though it's not real. Like,
no, you're
I'm not saying it right.
I know. And I'll tell you again. You all right, Darth? You're like...
I can't stand her.
It's not... They're not based on facts. Some hallucinating Viking
with man titties
sailor. I'm gonna try to say this right.
Sailor, fuck.
Yeah, salesman, fucker. If I said sailor, you'd be like, no, they're the ones that sew the suits together. That's a tailor, you fuck. Anyway,
she's a retard.
Oh,
never go for a retard.
So a hallucinating or drunk fucking Viking sailor.
Yes.
Saw probably a dolphin or something and manatee. Thought it was not a fucking manatee. Get over the manatee. Because you know what? You know what a manatee looks like?
It looks like a sea cow.
Think of what you're saying.
I know.
It doesn't look like a cow at sea. Okay?
They call it the cow of the sea.
Whatever. That's like fine. But it doesn't have udders and it's not shaped like a fucking cow.
It's like a seal.
No, it's not.
It's kind of like a seal. It has a back fin thing. And
you know what? I think a dolphin looks more like a fucking mermaid than a manatee does.
Manatees are just a big block of shit. They
yeah.
look like.
So anyway, he probably saw a fucking dolphin and was horny as fuck and probably thought, you know what? I'd bang that dolphin. And then decided to document that he would bang a dolphin. And he called it a mermaid because that's probably how they call it in their language or whatever.
Okay.
And then it's just a story. Always is a story. Yeah, it's a make-believe story.
Right.
That is passed down from generation to generation now because it's called mythology.
Right.
So where's the facts?
I'm on the same page with you right now.
All
right.
So you can't use facts.
Yeah, different
facts. No, makes you sound...
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Here we go again.
Bear with me. See how that all started from a physical thing that you could touch, a dolphin. So that whole story started from a realistic thing, the ocean, a dolphin, a boat. Heaven is not based on anything else that you can feel or touch.
No, but hold on, let me stop you right there. But in aviation terms, you can say flying to the heavens, meaning just very high in the sky, which is something that actually exists, high in the sky. So that kind of is in the same ballpark with what you're saying.
Didn't they just name like flying into the heavens after
now,
like the Bible,
now,
though?
Both stories were created by men.
In defending Sarah Palin for one second, even though this is a mistake, but she's probably heard the terms flying into the heavens and thought immediately, like you would have thought, well, the plane went to heaven. You see what I mean?
Because I do see what you mean.
Like mother, like daughter.
Shut up.
Do you think she maybe that's what she meant? It just didn't. She didn't word it right.
I think she meant that.
I think she pictured like a big runway in heaven, and the plane just
with
fucking
clouds.
There's a guy up there waving the fucking thing.
Fucking Moses waving the landing right here. Yeah. Park the clouds.
Yeah, she probably thought all of that.
This is your captain speaking. We are landing at St. Peter's Runway in 5 minutes.
This is your captain speaking!
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I totally forgot about that. Thanks, Chris. You got to bring me back to that racist quality that
we're
all good for.
Wait a minute!
Yeah. This is your Crapton speaking.
We are landing in heaven.
Crapton? Eric Crapton?
No, just a Crapton.
Yeah, so anyway, that was, wow, that was fun.
Mm.
My head hurts. Again.
So what we learned from that conversation is that Sarah Palin is dumber than me.
Actually, I'm starting to rethink that.
Come on now. Give me some credit, man.
I'm trying to. I'm trying. I'm actually on your side.
Do it. I'm starting to believe in dinosaurs. I'm starting to fix my ways.
Hold on a second. No, I'm like 20 years younger than her. Stop. You're only starting to believe in dinosaurs because your man crush, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Everybody, and she only says things about heaven because of God. So it's like we all have our prophets or whatever.
But he's a fucking proven scientist, physicist, whatever.
Amen.
Okay, she's a fucking idiot.
Right.
All
right.
What I'm saying is we've been telling you for 2 years, 3 years that there are dinosaurs. You're like, no, no, uh-uh, no. I've never seen a dinosaur bone in my life. No, that shit's fake. No.
Missy Cartman?
Yeah.
I know, you sound like Cartman.
Basically, that's what she's been doing. Then this Urkel motherfucker comes on TV and is like, when the dinosaurs. And she's like, dinosaurs rule. She went out and bought a fucking T-Rex t-shirt. I mean, honestly, like, whatever we say, it doesn't matter to you. You're just going to, because you don't, you fight people that fight you. That's your thing. You don't like to conform with the norm.
You want
to
be different.
Right.
I am different.
Yes.
You're fucking mine.
Yeah. You're different. So what you do is you look at what we say to you as authority and you're anti-authority.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, but then Neil deGrasse Tyson's like, he has all the authority in the world on this subject and you believe him?
Hells yes.
Well, you're an idiot. That proves that you're even more stupid than we thought.
No, and this is what proves that I'm not as stupid as you think. Is that... Is that Sarah Palin's like, what, 60?
No, she's like fucking 48 or some shit like that. Know. She's not even 50 yet.
Really?
Do you know what Sarah Palin looks like?
Yeah, she looks old.
She doesn't look 60.
I thought she looked like somebody near 60 but who had work done.
No.
For definite.
For no.
For no.
Jeffiel?
I'm going to look up how old she is. But in the meantime, I'm going to say this. She will not change. She will die exactly the way that she is now. That is what makes her dumb. Because she will never, ever absorb all that is around you and learn and move forward. That's why I'm smarter. It's because I'm always trying to be better.
So you don't think she'll learn anything over the course?
She's 50
learned,
on the dot.
Okay.
You don't think she learned that she really can't see Russia from her backyard?
No, she probably definitely learned that because after she said it, the backlash of people... Probably she was like, holy shit, I should probably learn this. She did, and then learned that. But when it comes to faith and belief, when you're 50 years old and you're saying...
You're not going to change your religion.
Yeah, and that's what...
Chris, does she look 60 to you?
Is that her?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Was that really her?
Yeah.
Is it Photoshop or something?
Titties.
Men titties.
So that's why I'm smarter, is because I'm always going to try and be better, and I'm always going to try and learn. And within all of that, I always learn something. I learn stuff from you. You're the one who broke my heart about the light in the eyes. But I listened to what you said, and I was like,
But you didn't.
Once you brought science into it, I was like, I can't argue
with
you.
Fuck you, science.
Fuck you, science.
So it's not just Neil deGrasse Tyson. I listen to you on multiple things.
Check it out. I blinded us with science.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not gonna have my back on that. That's so like.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. You're okay. I'm not gonna do that to you on the air. But you're in your 30s.
Huh? No, I wouldn't give you your age. Thank you.
You're in your 30s.
You're 60.
60s, guys. Say that.
Yeah, you're 60. No, you're in your 30s.
Right.
And you're still learning as if you were a teen. A young teen.
Because I fucked up when I was younger.
Right, but then why are you so quick to, like, you know, basically profess your facts on shit that's not even factual?
Because how else am I going to learn unless I put myself out
there?
Don't
say it if you're not 100% sure.
Fuck, I'm an extrovert. It's in my nature. I have to. It's like a part of who I am. It's just fucking say whatever comes to my mind.
I get that, but don't fucking come out and like, you know, say, oh, well, that's because the light leaves the eyes. Or
I don't defend it to the death. I defend it until I start to question myself. So it's but not like I'm sticking to my guns.
You only start to question yourself when we fucking all gang up on you and be like, what are you talking about? Because then you're like, wait, these guys don't know.
Yeah, you never stop to think.
You almost stop to think that we're stupid because we don't know what you're.
No, I think it's a preference at the end of the day. I think that you guys are all more rational than I am. I'm irrational. I'm a woman. I have imagination.
That doesn't mean always... I have a great imagination. Don't you remember that fucking 20s list we did last week?
Yeah.
I fucking stop time every day in my mind.
I know.
And think about crazy shit that I would do.
I've been thinking if I had
superpowers, what I would do.
I was thoroughly fucking impressed by that list because I didn't realize guys had so much fun doing like mundane bullshit. So yeah, I have a whole new respect
guys
for you guys.
Children in large bodies.
There it is. Boom. I am like,
yeah.
When I was growing up and doing, like, when I was supposed to be doing the right things, I wasn't. I was doing the wrong things.
I like it. She changed that real quick. When I was supposed to be doing the right things.
Yeah.
I was snorting cocaine out of a hooker's asshole.
So that part of my brain with, like, rationale and maturity, it had.
It's fried right now.
No, because I feel like it's starting to change now.
Oh.
You know? Like, you guys can tell just from what I'm talking to you about, like, being single now and being like, I'm not going to go fuck dudes. I'm not going to go do that. If I was, like, 18 years old, I'd be like, fucking single! Let's fuck everybody. You know what I mean? But I was never single.
I guess we all missed out.
So, like, that right there should show that I'm maturing.
And boring.
And boring.
No, but in all honesty, though, that's a pretty, I don't know if I would use that as the best example, as maturing.
I'm saying that part of my
because
brain.
Because you just went from saying, well, I used to be a whore, but I'm kind of tired of doing it. That's not really maturing. That's like, you know.
No, let me rephrase it. Okay. I have never been single. I have never been single in my whole life.
Right.
So if I was 18 years old, like the fuck everybody thing was like more of a joke.
Oh.
But I would immediately get into another relationship with someone. And I'm not doing that. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm maturing. That part of my brain is like behind the rest of
it. Hold on a second, though. You're making it sound like it's been a year since you've been in a relationship.
Right. I mean, it hasn't been that long.
Right. So don't profess anything because you don't know what's going to happen next week.
Right. I agree.
You may meet a guy and then all of a sudden, boom, you're back in a relationship again in no time. And then
what happening. You
just said,
you never know.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
All right. Well, then we'll go back to that later. Yeah. But for now,
an hour later.
But for now, that, but the fact is, in my mind, I'm starting to learn. I'm starting to, like, do the things that I was supposed to do when I was younger. I'm starting to, like, fucking, like, massage that part of my brain and get it going and, like, do all the right things. It makes sense to me. I feel like I'm not saying it correctly.
Like I don't know. I don't know where to help you in that department, though.
Learning, by doing. Like,
about trying to say the things you want to say.
I know. What I'm trying to say is that
my mom has a good excuse. She's not born here. So she fucks her words up all the time.
Yeah.
But,
my dad.
Exactly. That means go take the fucking trash out, asshole.
But if I didn't have anything stupid to say or if I didn't ever say anything because I was unsure, I wouldn't talk. Do you understand that?
I gotcha.
So, like, I have to get it out. My brain will explode. It will melt, and then I will never grow.
Neither of those will happen.
Not in a literal sense. I will become zombie.
You think she goes back to her...
See how she keeps fucking...
She keeps
stepping on herself with more shit.
What does that mean?
You're just like... You're trying to make yourself sound like you're more educated. You're like, I'm going to be a zombie woman. And it's like, what the fuck...
How is that making me sound more educated?
No. Before the zombie comment.
Okay.
You were trying to sound more educated. And then they're like, my brain will melt. It'll explode. I'll turn into a zombie woman.
What's wrong with that?
You're not as... There's no zombie... There's zombies don't exist.
It's, like, figurative.
Like a figure of speech.
It's a figure eight, Mark.
It's figurative.
It's a the figure four.
Figure four.
The figure.
You think she goes back
That's
there?
That's racist. You figure.
You think she goes back to her band of dummies and like, yo, those guys on the show are stupid. They all talk about
But
it.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Did
like,
she just call her friends a band of dummies?
I know, that's mean.
Yeah, right? I'm playing around. I mean, obviously, I know
you only
one
met
of
one of the dummies.
The crash test dummies. No, but that's what I was saying earlier when we were when she was trying to tell us this stuff. I was like, I think sometimes that when we all say, no, you're wrong or whatever, right. That she probably looks at us like we're fucking stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never do.
Like, how can you guys think that? You're crazy.
Or we're crazy. Like,
I
crazy.
Absolutely do not think that, ever.
I don't buy that.
Space trash, I lunar don't. Hotels, talking, crying squirrels.
Catfish causing...
My favorite was zombies.
Yeah, that shit was a bomb.
Yeah, the catfish, right. The squirrel basically sitting himself down and having a meatball.
She saw me.
Those squirrels are very personable. I saw a squirrel eating a meatball.
He put his bib on.
Yeah, he was like...
He did eat it like a gentleman. He had it in there. And he had it in the cup and everything. With two little balls eating it.
I use my bib to cover my man titties.
I don't want to get the gravy on my man's knees.
Do you really think that I think that you're stupid? Like, that's
insane. I think you're stupid.
I don't think that at all. Do you really think that, or are you just saying that?
No, I think at times, like, when you get mad at us, when we're trying to tell you that, no, that's not it, it's this, you're like, you guys are out of your fucking minds.
I just want to open your guys' minds a little bit, because you guys all open my mind.
Okay, but if you want
to... I feel like I have nothing to bring.
You do. You keep us sharp. No, but if you want us to open, if you want us to open up our minds, you need to bring some LSD, because that's the only way that shit's gonna happen. Honestly,
okay,
it ain't gonna happen any other
way. All right, I'll try and squander some of
it.
I want it to happen once. I want to say something. You go, yeah, that's right. I would fucking die.
No, you've said stuff where I was like, yeah, she's right.
No, something like about unicorns or some shit.
Again.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What a fucking example. She uses something that doesn't fucking exist.
That's what I mean. I would like to be able to open your mind up to something that isn't real.
You picked the worst fucking example.
If I had a gun, I would fucking kill
her. At least like
that's
religion.
The most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
No, because I'm not religious.
I'm just saying. Yeah. It's an example.
That would be awesome.
Let's open our minds.
Give me your piffle. Take a hit of this.
Wait.
Pull one out. You're gonna fucking die.
One of these days.
One of these days what?
I think I'll be able to accomplish it.
A what?
That I'll be able to talk about something like that is not...
That you'll be able to talk about something that is fantasy and get us to believe it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to try.
Good luck.
The biggest
with that.
Fantasy of hers so far is trying to get us to like Kings of Leon.
I have since given up.
Yeah, you should. I was thinking about actually cutting up like a commercial. You know how they used to do the commercials like by the mix of the CDs or whatever? I was going to do like all the hits from Kings of Leon. Every song would sound
You should. Insane. Go to commercial with it. Go to break with it.
Oh my god.
Kings of Peons.
Whatevs.
Ah, man. That's funny.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, we could take a break. Sure, why not?
Why not?
Already.
We'll be right back.
With more.
With more. And
stupidity.
Moral of the story is Sarah Palin is
the moral of the story.
All right, I'm single, and Sarah Palin is more dumb than I am.
So can you whip out them titties now or no?
No, man. I do that shit out of personal preference.
I want to blow you.
Oh.
What the fuck? Did you do that?
No.
Oh.
Did you do that?
Do what?
I want to blow you.
Thank you.
Chris, you don't ever have to use that other one again.
Yeah.
And I'm back to being dumber than Sarah Palin. awesome.
Hold on to your men to tease. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days,
what,
he's going to have a heart attack.
Deals? Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we are back.
Yeah.
It was a nice little break. It's freezing fucking cold out. And we were discussing toilets.
Did you put the picture up there yet?
I'm trying to get it. Get it up.
We're not quite sure what kind of...
See, last comment before break.
Oh my god.
We're not quite sure...
Yeah, exactly what...
What the fuck are you
talking
about?
Is. This toilet, it was in a bowling alley that I went to the other day, and Fabio says it's a female urinal.
You said it was in the women's room,
it
right?
It was in the women's
room. It's a female urinal.
I mean, that makes sense, but I've never seen one
it's
before.
It's popular
in my
on the West Coast.
Yeah, I've never seen it before, so I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, and then you guys can have a crack at it, because no one knew what it was. Mm. Everyone's like, well, it's shaped like a bowling pin, kind of, and I'm like, yeah, but there's no, like, seat.
No, it's not.
It's like an
that's
upside down one.
Bowling pin.
It's an upside down bowling pin. It kind of looks like one.
I don't think so.
I can see it.
That's a poor excuse for a bowling pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But my internet doesn't really work. So it'll be up there, though.
Your internet doesn't work.
Yeah.
Did you go over your minutes?
No, I haven't learned it.
Are you on that, what is it, that Asian plan they got out? The family plan?
Oh, my God.
We need to get a friendly plan.
It's not working right now.
Those goddamn chats.
It'll be up there. Leave comments. Drop knowledge.
Like whoa.
Like whoa.
Yeah, if you know what that John is.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to pull up those lists?
Yeah.
Those are, well, the one was really, really good. The women one.
The women one was good. I have to wait a second.
Oh, yeah, sure, take your time.
My phone needs to restart. Okay. It froze, sorry.
Never mind.
Yeah. I don't want to hook up to the Wi-Fi because I didn't want to stretch.
PCS.
I don't want to stretch the bandwidth or whatever.
And the hits just keep on coming. You don't want to stretch the bandwidth?
Oh, man. Again, figurative bandwidth. That was good. It was like punny. It was like a pun, kind of.
It was punny.
It's punny. Oh, man. So last week, we did a list of 10 things that, or 20 things that women don't know that men do. And it totally blew my fucking mind because it made me think guys are so
disgusting.
More creative than they are. No, it made me like have respect I was like, yes.
Mad respect, like,
mad respect, like, whoa. So Tickle came out with another list in retaliation of that, and that was...
In retaliation. Because it was a war, and they just didn't know about it.
And it's 20 things that women do that men don't know about.
Well, let's hear
so
this.
So we are going to take a dab at this bad boy.
Take a dab.
Oh, God.
You're under a microscope now.
I really am. I need to be quiet for the rest of the show.
No.
No.
No, no.
No.
Keep going.
Just do me one favor.
What's Don't up? Talk crazy.
Yeah. Then I can't talk. Remember, I already said it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You call on the list? That's a good idea.
Come on, take a dab at it.
Fuck, man.
A little dab will do you.
Okay, here we go. Number one. Wear the same bra for an undetermined yet very long time unless it smells.
Like Mountain Dew.
I do not do this.
That's bullshit.
I do not do this.
You wash your bra after every wear.
I have like 30 bras.
So what does that mean? You don't wash your bras?
I wash them.
After every wear?
After every use?
I don't buy it. I think that's total bullshit. I think every woman on the planet that wears bras don't wash their bras after every wear.
I wash my bras after every wear.
Don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
It doesn't make you a scumbag because you'd be the only woman in history that doesn't do it.
Listen, I got into the habit of doing it when I had my nipples pierced. Because I didn't want them to ever get infected.
Speak slower.
So when my nipples were pierced,
you guys find that attractive?
I got into the habit, and I had them pierced for a very, very long time.
Ooh, MRSA.
Oh my God.
And then Georgia. So,
I used to be heavily pierced. I'm not as much anymore. But the number one thing you always have to make sure is to keep the area clean always. So I got into the habit. When I took them out, I still kept doing it.
Mm. Okay.
So, but I definitely know girls that do it. I don't think they're scumbags. I totally get it. I'm on a different level because of the nipple piercings. So, okay. Getting naked and contorting our bodies in the mirror in the most absurd ways in order to look or try and look skinny.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Every day. Like
I do it too.
What, do you have a fun ass hair?
Yes. That is correct.
Number three. Watch themselves cry in the mirror at least once during a heavy crying session.
That's nuts.
You know, after sobbing for 20 minutes, you want to see if you cry prettily.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Most of the time, it will be a disappointment. Yeah. I love mirrors, so I'm all about it.
So you cry in the mirror?
Yeah, I've done it a million times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poor you.
I've done it like while I was in a fight with someone crying.
You like on the phone?
No, like in front of their face. Like I'll position myself so that I can see the mirror.
So the mirror's here and the person's here. You're looking in the mirror. Well, I hate you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so fucked up.
You're crazy.
So fucked up.
You're fucking nuts.
I do. I have a thing with mirrors. It's really bizarre.
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
I really am. Number four, hold my boobs while running down the stairs.
Do you do that?
No, you guys see me go down all the time. But I do.
You walk, though. You don't run.
But I have a trick of what I actually do. I kind of use my elbows. Like, I like kind of like do that. Like, I'll play with my hair so it doesn't look obvious. But I would never
So you squeeze them together.
Right.
Pretty much.
Speak slow.
Yeah. Bullshit, mate.
So you keep them firm and nice and tight.
Yeah, right there like that. And I'm like, I don't know.
She holds them up.
That comes from when I was a kid, though, because I used to duct tape my boobs down. Because when I was in middle school, everyone made fun of me because I had big boobs. And when I would run, they would jiggle.
The tables have turned, darkness.
And when I would run, they would stare at me and, like, laugh and, like, it was embarrassing.
Next time you go down a step, I'm going to push you.
Hello? Marco is serious.
Nobody dies here.
Watch you. No, just watch her bounce.
Marco has serious, like, problems with women.
He hates them.
Just you.
All right, just me.
Just, yeah, right.
Number five is naming my boobs.
Do you do that?
Yeah, man. Carmen and Pamela. Got them. Love them.
Carmen.
Jack
Electra,
Jackson. Tom O'Leary.
Pamela.
What? Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary.
Aww.
I got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you.
Number six.
Kenneth Noisewater and...
Who are you guys talking about?
Anchorman.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, so good God. Which one's Carmen and which one's Pamela?
This one is Pamela. This one's Carmen.
Okay. Did you get that, guys, on the video?
Left, right. All right. Six. Let our legs get hairy until they see some action.
Yes.
Yep.
I believe that.
Absolutely.
Gross. Shave your shit.
Yeah, I used to shave every day
for
like
big deal.
The majority of my life.
I really don't. I don't see the big deal. If they're not going to be with a guy or see a guy, what the fuck do they need to shave for?
Shave that shit's gross.
Yeah, but...
For who? For them?
It's not like it hurts. Like, your armpits, you have to shave all the time because if they get stubbly, it's like annoying. There's irritation. But your legs, the hair comes in so nice. It's like nice and soft.
So
when's the last time you shaved then, now that you're single?
The last time I shaved was Sunday. Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Dirty bitch.
Okay.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Whatever. Fuck yous. All right, seven. Admire another woman's beauty as well as be jealous of another woman's beauty.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're always like, majority of my life, again, I was like that.
You know, sometimes I think that my girlfriend might be a lesbian just because she thinks everyone's beautiful, like every female's, but she'll be like, she'll say something too, like, she's so pretty or she's so cute or she'll say something about what they're wearing, like, I like the dress or whatever. You know, and I'm just like, really, everybody? Like, don't you ever, like, sit there? Once I just want to hear her say, oh, what a disgusting-looking pig.
No, she sounds like a good person. Like, she only wants to bring out the positive, not the negative.
It's bullshit.
That's good work out of you. I like it.
Huh?
Two thumbs up for,
Thank you.
If you want to hear
don't
her
bullshit
say,
me.
If you want to hear her say someone's disgusting, just turn on Ellen's show.
Ellen?
My
girl thinks she's cute.
Oh, but she's cute.
That's what I mean.
Love her.
She must love
I think
Wilson
she's
then.
Cute. She has like the best personality. She's so funny.
Women love her,
sweet.
Man.
Ugh.
She's all about the women. She's a good representation.
She's a whore.
And that escalated.
A fucking whore.
Okay, number eight. Spend far too much time trying to pluck one eyebrow hair that won't go away. I get my eyebrows done.
But before you did that, did you ever pluck your own eyebrows?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I mean, that makes sense.
Probably?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see
Oh,
that.
Wait. Yeah, no, I definitely did because when I went too long in between times, and the girl was like, did you pluck these? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, don't do that again. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, all right.
Did you pluck these?
Yeah, I'm going to never do it now. All right, nine.
You look ridiculous.
They are Chinese, so that was so good. Number nine, practice strip teasing for yourself in front of a mirror. Determine never to strip for anyone ever. Break rule. Not really, but I've done things like that, but I haven't gotten naked in front of a mirror.
You practice your dance moves.
Yeah, but my dance moves.
Naked?
Yeah, not naked.
Naked dance moves?
Not no, naked.
Is there a purpose for that ever?
No. Like, to be sexy, I guess. Like, if you're going to do it for a guy.
Right.
So you know what you look like.
Right. You little hoe. Fuck you, you fucking whore.
All women are whores. All right, number 10. When you think nobody is looking, you readjust your bra, stick your hand in, pull them up one at a time, straighten the band and straps, and add an extra squeeze to make sure everything is in its place. I do that if I think people are looking. I do it all the time.
You do it if they're looking?
Yeah, I don't care. I have no shame
you
when it comes to that.
You don't do that shit here.
I adjust myself before I get in here.
Right, but you don't do it when we're here.
No, but if I have to, I go in the other room. Because it's you, because I know
I think
you.
My brain just melted.
No. If I I don't know you guys like that. If you were strangers, I would do it. But I know you.
So you don't do it in
front
of people.
So you'll pull a titty out in front of a stranger, but not in front of people you know.
No, but I'll go like this. No,
she's
because,
even
like,
worse.
You guys will say
she's
some
a whore.
Perverted comment. You'll say, other people won't say anything. You guys will say something. Like yesterday I went to the G-Eazy concert and...
Shut up.
And like no, listen. Whore. Listen, it was like 90% underage kids. So they fucking did a search on you like nothing I've ever dealt with. And they all fucked my bra up and everything. And I went right in there and adjusted it right away.
Who fucked your bra?
The girl giving me a pat down.
She fucked your bra up?
She adjusted it so much that it was like squeezing my boobs. She's like, I'm sorry. She's like, I found four
flaps. She ain't sorry. She's doing that shit on
purpose. She might have been trying to cop a feel, but she said she found four flaps.
You walked away. She took her wig off. She's like, you guys like, yeah, I could get used to this shit.
Somebody in the chat room said, the what concert?
G-Eazy, baby.
Fucking nauseating.
G-Eazy with a Z.
What did the tickets cost for that concert?
$18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a ripoff.
It was at the TLA. That's a bigger venue. I don't know. 11. Cried for absolutely no reason and felt stupid about it. Yeah. Always. All the time.
Really?
I mean...
Do you ever just cry for no reason? Have you ever cried for no reason?
Like, the littlest thing will make me cry for no reason.
Like, well, give me an example, because
Sarah McLachlan song.
No, but that was something, though. I'm saying for no reason.
At all,
like, you cried because that reminded you of what had happened. That was sad. But, like, something that just out of the blue. Like, do you ever just see something or read something, and all of a sudden you just...
All the time.
Really?
All the time. All the time.
Okay.
It's crazy, the amount... like, I mean, I haven't cried really that much lately, but, like, there's this one song that every time I hear it, it makes me cry.
What song?
I don't even remember.
You lying sack of shit.
If I tell you you're going to play it all the time and be an asshole.
No, not. I'm not going to be an asshole.
I know what you're doing. I see those wheels a-turning.
We will not play that song.
I don't have the internet on this
computer. I already
saw
you guys.
I don't have the internet
contact.
On this computer. I'm just looking for a good soundbite to play. I don't have internet access on this computer. I can only look on my phone for stuff. So I'm not going to be an asshole.
I love you guys. I'm not telling you.
How are you going to bring it up? Not
Come on.
All right. It's called... Say
the thong
something.
The thong song.
I hate that. That's my number one most hated song.
What
I hate.
Song?
The thong song. I hate that more than any song in the history of time. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I hate it so much. It makes me fucking angry.
Is that by like that?
Hold on.
Cisco.
No. This is the say something.
You know. I know you know it.
Yeah, Marco knows it.
He
knows
definitely
boy bands,
knows it.
He knows this.
It's like Brave New World or something like that.
Oh, I got it right here. Hold on. I'll play it.
I love
this song.
This
make
song.
You cry?
No, oh, it's like makes you happy.
It makes you happy.
Yeah,
right?
That's like the best song right
okay,
now.
Okay, so it's called "Say Something."
It's called "Say
that,
Something."
That sounds familiar, just the title, but yeah. I don't know if it's something I've heard.
Marco definitely heard it. It's like, say something.
Is it a slow song?
Yeah, it's very slow.
Yeah.
And Christina Aguilera sings on it.
No, I definitely didn't hear it.
No, but she sings so subtly.
No, I'm saying I definitely didn't hear it because I would remember if I heard a song.
You would. They play it on like pop stations.
Yeah,
it's like
I didn't hear it because I don't listen to pop stations.
Your ass.
I hate you so much.
This is the jam. I do know the song.
Say something.
Is this guy in fucking English?
I'm not sure.
He sounds like an immigrant.
Say something.
Doesn't it sound like that?
Oh, he's got a Jufro.
Say something.
What the fuck?
See, you're not going to cry because I'm going to make you laugh. Now.
Yeah, you are. I'm like, good, I'll never cry again.
Fuck, you got to see this dude.
Turn it around. Let me see. Just like, you know.
Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
He's playing the piano.
Say something. I'm giving
that dude is not.
You.
That dude is. That dude's illegal.
Right
someone
now.
Check his card, his green card.
Say something.
Christina Aguilera looks good.
She looks so good. So
small. This song is good.
I like it. Slow song.
I
mean,
I know, but I'm not.
Oh,
it's not a. Maybe because of that opening line, it just bothered me. It just sounds like. Sounds like a fucking. Like a geeky dude.
Say something. Please. Mira.
Ding.
Say something. Say something.
Anything.
Say anything. Say something. Oh, you want to do something?
Miss.
You want to do something?
Turn it off.
Yeah, seriously, it's actually giving me a headache.
It's got an old woman dying and shit in the video.
The video fucks me up.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. If there's a person dying in the... What kind of fucking... Who plays these videos now?
YouTube.
MTV used to be a little bit
it's
more...
It's YouTube. Yeah.
YouTube, the what do you call it? The old lady killer. Why would you want to watch a fucking video with old woman dying? Unless it's Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Fuck her. That half-faced cunt.
Oh, my God. All right, number 12. When when trying to poop in public, we try to pretend we're not in the stall and act dead silent if someone comes in. We won't poop until they've left the bathroom. If they came to poop, there is usually a poop stalemate. Nobody wins in a poop stalemate.
Okay, I got to talk about this.
Okay.
So I sent this list to my girlfriend the other day. Actually, after you sent it to me, I forwarded it to her after I read it because I thought it was funny and I knew she'd get a kick out of it. When I talked to her later that day, she said that that one, out of all of the ones that you're going to read, is the most true.
Absolutely.
And she said she could not stop laughing because it has happened numerous times. For some reason, women have such a fucking hard time with shitting.
So they don't play battle shits like Alan Kumar?
No, that's such that's bullshit right there. No. She said that it's already nerve-wracking to shit.
Yeah.
And then when someone walks in and you're both sitting there just waiting for the other one to leave, it's ridiculous.
I do that.
Do you?
At work.
I don't believe it.
I do.
Think you blow it up so nobody comes in.
Sorry. It's building up for a while. Sorry.
Because I don't know who's walking
in. Sorry.
And I don't want to walk.
I'm so sorry.
I don't want them to know
this.
It's me lighting it up. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I don't poop in front of anybody.
No,
no.
Well, I never mind. Let me rephrase. I didn't mean like no, as in really. I meant like obviously you're not going to poop in front of anyone.
Like in the same room.
Yeah. Well, no. See, like my girl, she's so uptight that her master bathroom is obviously connected to her bedroom. That's why it's a master bedroom. So I can't be in the bedroom when she has.
Hell
to
no.
Like I have to be on the opposite floor. Opposite end of the house.
You have to drive back to Jersey.
Basically, I gotta leave home. I leave her house.
Hell yeah, I get
because
that.
Because she can't do it. And it's
embarrassing.
Like, but why? Everybody farts. I told her that's her birthday present. I'm getting her the book, Everybody Poops.
Listen, I get it, and I know that it's nature. And listen, if I was like really sick and I had to, I would. And then I would be like, I'm so sorry I'm sick. But I go to extreme lengths to not poop in front of anyone. Like, I go all the way to the top of the building. And
really?
Go on a floor that I know no one's there.
She has her ass over the ledge of the building.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit
myself. What happens
if
you get the bubble guts and you can't make it all the way to the top?
Then I would just go in the bathroom and hope for the best.
Nobody's going to give a shit that you're shitting.
Why? I would.
Yo, I was just in the bathroom and Missy was fucking blowing it up.
She was lighting it up.
Don't make fun of me, guys. I'm sick.
Say something.
But your girlfriend is right. Girls do not like that. 13 is stabbed myself in the eye with a mascara wand. Absolutely. I have a lot. Or I get it like
funny.
Right here, so like on the side of my eye.
That's actually, if you think about it, that is kind of funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, because just to imagine, you know, you just stabbing yourself in the fucking face.
It sucks when you have contacts in and then they're all the mascara is all over the contacts.
Oh.
Then you have to take the contacts out, then you have to fix your makeup. It's so fucking
that
horrible.
Sucks.
It does suck. It
sucks being a chick.
No, I love doing my makeup. It's one of my favorite things. So I'm like, oh. Give me an excuse to do this eye again. Number 14. Squatting like a baseball catcher to stretch out freshly washed jeans. I do a different... I don't do the baseball catcher thing, but I like lunge.
You lunge. You lunges.
I do lunges.
How do you keep from falling over?
Because girls got mad balance, yeah.
Marco is making a reference to your huge tits.
Fucking Marco, man.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah. I didn't get that, so thank you.
Why is it that when you say stuff like that, she gets mad? I have the answer, because you do kind of sound creepy when you do.
I don't know if he sounds creepy as much as it is he's a creep.
And not only that, he's the only one who does it. If you guys all did it, I would be the same way to all you guys.
Chris doesn't. This is much.
No, he doesn't. He's always saying I'm stupid.
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
He says it through his soundboard.
Oh, yeah. I don't count that, because that's...
Missy, how do you not fall over with those big fucking tits?
See, when you say it, it sounds mean. It doesn't say...
How do you not fall over with those big fucking tits?
Yeah, like, when you say it, it sounds like...
How do you say it? How does Chris sound?
Oh. Missy, how do you not fall over with those big fucking tits?
You sound like, hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
There you go. 15. Going out on a date, start getting ready like 2 or 3 hours beforehand just to make sure you're ready on time, and then rush the last 10 minutes before you have to leave when you realize that you still only have half of your face on and
you're still messed up. To this day, when me and my girl have plans to do something,
it's amazing.
I will get off the phone with her 3.5 hours before I actually meet her or pick her up, and she'll be like, all right, I'm going to start getting ready now. And when I actually show up 3.5 hours later, she still can't come downstairs because she's not ready.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
Thank you.
I
just want to dance, you fucker.
I need to dance, you fucker.
Unless there's like an important time constraint, I do the same thing. Like, if it's work, I'll make sure I'm ready and get to work on time.
Hurry up.
But if it's like going out, I won't leave until I'm 100% comfortable.
I don't know. I don't know why it takes women so fucking long to get ready.
Because it's like the ritual. It's
yeah,
fun.
But here's the kicker. They don't look that different afterwards.
I know.
Which is like, I don't understand.
But we feel better. It's like a feeling.
What are you doing? Your hair, your makeup? How long could that take?
I mean, when I get up for work, I give myself an hour to get ready.
10 years, man. 10 years.
2 years.
2 years.
And I can get ready in an hour. Easy. But not ready like
that
I'm going to go
about
out.
Right.
Yeah, I can get ready in like 20 minutes, because whether I take 20 minutes or 2 hours, I'm still going to look like shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going out, though, I'll give myself 3 hours to get ready.
If I'm going out, mm-hmm. I will literally take no longer than a half an hour.
Guys, you guys have like so much less to do than girls.
Which is funny, because I have way more ground to cover than you do.
You looking at my cock?
All right, 16. Cut, what?
Huh?
Cup.
Oh, cock.
Cup shower water in my boobies, then unleash the water torrent on my toes.
I do that all the time.
I do not do that. I do not do that.
I do. I push them together, and I make a little reservoir, and then I just drop it and let it hit my feet. It feels like a bucket of water.
That's hilarious.
No, actually, I go like this. I make a big fucking, like, I extend my arms out, but I make sure there's no holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a ledge, and it just
let
go.
Oh, my God, I used to do that when I was little.
Yeah, I still do it from time to time. Like, when I'm bored in the shower and I just want to stay in the hot water, you know, after I'm done washing, I'll just sit there until the hot water runs out sometimes, just because it's a cold fucking day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just do whatever.
I love doing that.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm all business when I get in a shower. I think because I take cold showers.
Girl, business.
Like,
Mission impossible for you.
Wash my face, wash my hair, wash my body, get out. But I don't like
shower.
I don't like hot water at all. I won't even. I don't like hot water.
I'm melting.
Oh, I burned my legs before really bad. Ever since then, I haven't been able to take a hot shower.
You're so dumb. You can't even figure out how to shower.
Shut up. I don't want to.
You can make it lukewarm.
I just take cold. Cold's better for your skin, and it's better for your hair. So it's better on your face.
It's fucking freezing.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not like dipping in the ocean. I mean, it's cold. It's definitely more on the cold side than it is the warm side, but it's not unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Did I blow your guys' mind? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I take cold showers in the summer.
Do you?
Absolutely. It's fucking hot as balls. Of course I'll take cold. In the wintertime, I take hot showers. In the summertime, I take cold showers. Mm.
I still don't take cold showers.
I can't take a hot shower in this. I'll die. I literally will die. I'll get
like
out
your
of the
respiration?
Shower. I'll feel like I won't be able to breathe anymore.
No. Yeah. All right, 17. Stayed up later than planned only because the nail polish you've applied 10 minutes ago is still dentable. And you don't want to wake up to dented nail polish ever.
Yeah, I do this every week. That sounds like a crazy girl thing.
I do it every week. I do my nails different every week. So I'm always up till like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. Thank you. Do shower math, or this is A-team. Do shower math when you wake up to see how long you have to sleep and if it's even worth showering or to go back to bed and put your hair in a bun for work.
I do. It's fuzzy math.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. I do it all the time.
I do it every morning. I try to think of how much time I got left, and I'm like, you know what? I could sleep for another 8 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's like a human race thing.
Unless I have to, you know, take a huge shit.
Oh, I gotta take a fucking 12-pound shit.
I don't do that. I have to shower in the morning.
See, now I'm
so the only thing
up.
That wakes
I'm
you up.
I'm actually accustomed to showering at night before, you know, because I don't want to do it in the morning. I want to sleep as much as I can.
Right.
So now, for the last couple months, it's been every night before. Now it's whether or not I get up to, you know, get ready, like take extra time to get ready. Well, now I have it down to a science. Now it's like my clothes are literally laying right next to my bed. And I get up. All I got to do, I light up a cigarette to help me force that shit out in the morning. Take a shit, wash my face, brush my teeth. That's it. And then I'm fucking going back in. Get dressed, and I'm ready to go. Literally, I can get out of the house from the moment I wake up, get off the bed. I could probably get out the house in no later.
It's like Groundhog Day, right?
Like 20 minutes tops, you know? And if I'm really rushing, I could do it in like 12 minutes.
That's banging. Number 19. After shaving, wear silky or satiny PJs. No.
No? See, my girlfriend says yes.
I don't have silky or satiny PJs.
She does.
Yeah, if I did, I probably would.
That's because
she just has whore PJs.
So, thanks.
She has
she's classy. I don't make fun of her because she fucking doesn't have satiny or silky PJs. What if she doesn't like PJs? What if she likes to sleep naked?
You like footies?
No, I hate them.
What? Footy pajamas? I want them so bad. It's not even funny.
I hate them.
And if I ever do get a pair, I will wear them on the show in the wintertime.
Awesome.
I will.
Great. That is awesome.
You have to cut your face out and take a picture.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And no. Last but not least, 20. That amazing back/stomach scratch when you take off your bra after a long day. Best feeling ever.
A lot of bra stuff.
Yeah, that's so true. I hate wearing a bra.
So you get all itchy and irritated after
a long day. Oh, my God. It's like taking off your shoes.
I'm not trying to be a fucking creep about it, but I got to imagine you having larger boobs. It's got to be a bitch for you because there's more pressure in the back and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I actually, like, I'm like trying to figure out a word this so it doesn't sound
just say
sexual.
It.
After I take my bra off, I rub my boobs for like a minute before I go, before I put on my pajamas, only because they're sore. Yeah, didn't know where to go with that one.
It's actually funny how you said it. It's not even like, you know. Oh, man.
Like, fuck it. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
You gonna show
aggressive us? Friction on my penis.
You going to show us how you do it now?
No. That was creepy.
Only did it for the sound bite.
You don't have to show us. Just do it for the camera.
Yeah.
No.
The fans demand it.
No.
Yes, they do.
Hells no.
Why didn't you tell them Fob last week to give the fans what they want?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, you were. Yes, you were.
Showed him a nip.
You were.
No nippage.
So she pulls an Asian out of her pocket.
Aw.
Friendly friend.
Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
Oh, my God.
The women's list wasn't as fun as the men's list.
Well, men...
It's because there's three guys here.
Yeah, that's definitely... And also, men are way more immature than women are.
I know, that's
so we're
sad.
Like kids when we're by... We only act like adults for you. No, it's true. Because when I'm home, I'm the biggest, fattest baby in the world.
Why don't I'll you act there, that way around your girlfriend, like, though?
Because she probably would dump me if I did this half the stuff I do at
home.
But
that stuff sounds fun. Like, you could do it together, then it would be, like, fun-like.
no, I highly doubt that she wants to play with my scrotum like I do. Like, when I notice for, like, after a while, and I notice I have, like, every once in a while, when you know your boxers are getting ready to be the next to get thrown out,
okay,
you start to feel there's a little tiny hole in the taint part of the boxer. I start to pull my scrotum through it like gum. Because I'm playing. I'm just like, and I'll be like, and I'll even talk to myself like someone's there. And I'll be like, oh, I sat in calm. And if it's, and if it's like a bit of while since I manscaped, I'll be like, I signed hairy gum.
You need help. Shut the fuck up, you dude.
I'm serious.
You
see,
do
I
that.
Think that would be more fun to do when your girlfriend's around.
Oh my god.
What's
wrong
with you? I have so much fun sometimes. I'm like, I really am a big fucking kid.
Yeah, that is a whole other level, Fabio.
I do like stupid stuff like that all the time. I really do. I don't know what the big deal is.
What the fuck? That's so funny. I thought it was like that running as fast as you could thing.
Well, that's
like
just the tip of the iceberg. That's like, that's nothing. I mean, nowadays I don't do as much because I'm tired. Going up the stairs.
Look at my balls.
But yeah, I fucking, I play with my nuts all the time. I really do. It's like a, it's like having a toy on you at all times. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I'll, like, if it's hot, you know when it's hot, your balls kind of hang a lot lower than normal. Yeah. So it's like a hot day, and they're hanging lower. What I do is I grip right underneath them, and I squeeze underneath, so it looks like a big brain on top of my fucking fist.
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Oh my god!
I'd be like, look, it's a fleshy cauliflower.
Ew! I'm never gonna be able to eat cauliflower.
I was just gonna say, I'm never gonna be able to live.
Ever. Oh my god. Damn, that's fucked up, dude.
You ever in like summertime? You ever just when it's hot? You ever just like take your ball sack and just kind of slap it on your leg and kind of stretch it out like it's Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah,
I love doing that. And then when you pull it off, it's like
I feel like,
ew,
I've been missing out on so much fun.
You don't play with your scrotum at all?
I don't pull them through the hole in my fucking body.
Well, not the whole thing, just the skin. Like, it looks like gum. It's like it's like, oh, it's gum. I just had a gum. You know, I just fucking have fun, man.
Oh, and my god.
I probably would do it if somebody was there, I guess. But, you know, I just, I don't know. Sometimes it's just there. I got like scratches. Like, I scratch. This is how it happens, okay? It's not that I look for it. It's like I go to scratch my balls and I'm like laying in bed or somewhere, if I'm sitting in the recliner, and then I feel a little hole. I'm like, god damn it. And then next thing you know, you just start digging in the hole and you pinch a little piece of your sack and you just start pulling through the hole, and it's like gum, I said gum, you know, until you start. It's funny. I don't fuck you guys. I think it's funny.
Oh my god, that's so great.
I agree. If you did that in front of your girl, do you think she would just start dying laughing, or she would just be fucking repulsed by you?
I think there's a midway point.
Yeah.
I think she'd like have a smile, but just be like, god,
I think
dirty.
If you did it the same way, though,
what did I do with my life?
And you were like, look, honey, I sang gum. And I think that would be, I think she would die. It would be so
funny.
Like,
yeah, I sang gum. Can you hold this end while I rip off the other end? And just
but
start walking away.
If I think you were like creepy, like, look at this.
No, I don't try to be creepy. I'm just like being funny, like playful, whatever.
Excuse me.
I don't see what the big deal is. I play penis games all the time with myself.
What's a penis?
My
game?
Penis,
no,
is an animal.
It's just a figure of speech. What I'm saying is like,
let's
I'm
hear another one.
Fondling
I
myself.
You, I throw like a sock in the air and I try to smack it like a baseball.
All right.
You play penis ball.
I have a single, a double, a triple, and a home run.
Do you have bases?
No, I'm not going to run.
Do you gauge things? Like, that'll be.
Yeah, if
a
it
home
goes
run,
that far, it's a single. That far, it's a double.
And if by some miracle I hit my wife in the face, it's a grand slam.
Aww.
That's a $300 million contract.
That's funny.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. Penis games all the time.
You try to bend it, see how much you can bend it, you know? So I don't, because it's not bent automatically. So it just, it's like, just, it's like animal, what do you call it? Balloon animals. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, a puppy.
Or puppetry at a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. You ever grab your shit and you look at it and you talk, make it talk?
No. No.
I've done that before.
No, that.
What's going on?
You did that with your penis?
For the man's penis.
Oh. Oh,
you, yeah. Oh, you yeah. made like a puppet?
Yeah, and I was like, hello, how are you?
Oh, my God.
I swear
I can
I've
honestly
done that.
Say no girl's ever done that
I've
to
done
me.
That.
Yeah, nobody's done that.
I'd probably fall the fuck out laughing.
Yeah, I did.
Did he lose his heart on?
Oh, no, he was laughing
see,
so hard.
See, though. But that's fun stuff. Like, I would like that. Not, you know,
yeah,
you
we
know
were,
what I mean?
No, like, it was like, we were fun together. Because like
I've
like,
done
we
that. I've done that with pussy lips before, and I think it's funny. Especially when, like, if the girl's, like, naked and she's laying on her side, I'll just, like, sneak up underneath and be like, hello. Now I have a whole new skit because now I can do
say something.
I can just like
say something.
Oh man, that shit's fun. I always, you know what I always wanted to do, and no girl will ever let me do it. I always wanted to light a cigarette, put in the corner, draw little fucking eyes. I just want to take a picture and make it my background. Is that so wrong?
That's no. actually funny.
It is funny. Yeah. See? God damn it.
You know what would be funnier, though? If you got those, like, big googly eyes that you can find at the store.
I've seen a picture. Someone did that. Someone took a picture of that online. They put googly eyes on, you know, on the side.
Uh-huh.
And then they drew, like, lipstick around the lips. It was actually kind of funny looking.
Yeah, you should do that. The googly eyes.
Yeah, because the lips were real hangy. So they painted them like red, but that's a great idea. But I just want to see with a cigarette.
That would be funny. That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious. Maybe put a little scotch tape on the one lip and then like pull down on it to make it talk. Like,
I bet that's on the internet.
It is now.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this fun stuff, man.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's,
you
like,
get
goofy.
Fucking bored and you just want to like do something.
And if you're with somebody long enough, you should be comfortable enough with them to be able to goof off.
Right. It's not like I'm not talking about getting to the point where you throw feces at each other.
Yeah, please don't do
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying like, you know, just fun shit. Like, who cares? What's the big fucking deal?
Yeah.
You never like slap your girl's tits?
Absolutely.
There you go.
All the time.
Same not thing. Like hard. Not like
like Sugar Ray Leonard. You know, training them.
Getting speed just bags. A little tap, you know, just to see him.
Oops.
Sorry, it was a little too rough.
My bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking funny to me. That kind of shit's funny. I always, like, joke around.
Joking's good.
Yeah. Just seen the look on your faces when I told you about the gum thing.
I didn't expect that, man.
No,
you should actually, you know what? That's a great prank to play on your girl.
What's that?
If you can find like a pair of boxers or shorts that have a little tiny hole in the center, like in the taint area, pull your sack through and be like, I just
that.
Sat in
I
gum.
Do got a pair.
And I get, yeah. Watch their reaction. Watch their reaction. They'll probably be like,
it's a divorce.
There's fucking gum okay. on the seat.
Yeah. And then when they get a closer look, the horror. What is that? What
kind of gum is that? That's awful.
Is that Hubba Bubba?
Why is your gum brown? Oh, man.
Disgusting.
That was fun. That was the last one on your
it
list,
was,
right?
It was. Finito.
They come out with some decent lists every once in a while.
Yeah, Tickle is running shit.
Tickle is running shit.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good website. I've been on it a couple
they,
days.
They have some, though, that I don't like. They have a couple lists I don't. I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, every website has that, though.
But they don't have many, though. They only have a couple lists. They don't have a lot. So, I mean, I'd have to go elsewhere to find other. Like, yeah. Remember when we did the original, you went and found another list? And it was, like, opposite, I think?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that one. It was completely different.
And it was completely different.
Right.
Say something.
It's quiet.
Say something.
I should have never told you.
Yeah, but you know
that's
what?
The song.
I don't even want to fucking hear it, to be honest with you.
It's a good song.
Because I'll start crying.
Thanks for the support.
I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was a set. I was like,
say something.
He sounds like a fucking weirdo. And yeah, you're right. He does have a big Jew.
He's got a big Jew fro, man.
Shut up. I'm not Jewish. Hi, sir.
We won't play this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anybody crying today.
Thank you.
Except you. No, I'm just kidding.
There it is.
I'm kidding. I'm joking with you. Shut up.
Thanks for sharing that, though. That's all right. Keep drinking.
Sharing what? The sad song?
Yeah.
Don't tell me it doesn't. Hold on. First of all, I'm going to stick up for you, Miss. Don't tell me that there isn't a song out there that doesn't get you a little verklempt.
Verklempt.
I'm sure there's songs out there that get you. Of course. I can't
think
of any.
Is there one off the top of your head?
No, not top of the head. No.
Probably the whole Backstreet Boys first album.
I feel like I know what it is. It's that Bryan Adams song. You said it before.
Which one?
That Robin Hood song.
I'm going to do a dance right in your fucking ass.
You said that?
You said it before.
I don't know if I said that.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't think I said it.
I think I said it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fucking faggot.
It didn't make me cry, though.
Not make you cry, I mean you sad.
Not sad. It made me... I felt something when I heard the song. Yeah.
Well, like, when I listen to songs...
It's a good love song.
It is.
It is a good love song.
Like, that song reminds me of, like, the back in...
Chris. Fucking faggot.
Like, that song reminds me of some shit back in high school.
Like, yeah. Like, that's why. But I don't think of it. Some things I don't think of it that way. I don't look at it. I think of like the meaning, you know.
Yeah, no, it brings me back. Like, I heard a song that brought me back to Jesus when I was still in
Jesus.
Philly. Jesus,
Jesus loves the little children. No, there's slow songs out there that I like that are kind of you know, more emotional than others.
Yeah.
I don't think a song's actually made me break down, though. Unless it was, like, during a funeral.
Yeah.
That would be different. Tough. That would be different. But other than
I've had a bunch of songs make me cry.
I remember a friend of mine, she passed away, and I heard...
Ave Maria?
No. That's it wasn't at the actual service. It was the...
That's a killer.
We all met up. We all met up at a bar later that night. And someone played See You on the Other Side by Ozzy Osbourne. And I remember she loved that song. And I was like, I got to go. I was like going to throw up. I felt so sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, that's why did she have to like that song? Because you think about the meaning. See You on the Other Side. So it's like, eh.
And didn't he write that for somebody that was dead?
I have no idea. He's dead. I have no idea. I have no. I'm assuming he did. Probably Randy Rhoads. I don't know.
I would assume so too.
Rob text finally got back to our group text from earlier.
Oh God,
Missy, holla at me, and then wrote Marco, don't holla at me anymore.
I think that's a sentiment from Rob, what Robert Kelly, Joe Matarese.
Why did you include him on the text?
Listen, I was literally going to drive here. And I saw, like, it
the
comes
last,
up.
The last group.
Yeah, and
group
it comes up Chris, Marco, so, and it says group message. So I was like, oh, that must be all three of them. And then I saw you fucking say.
I know, I was pointing.
I know, and I was like, fuck, I didn't want Robin.
Really, dude, you're going to fucking answer him now?
I didn't.
On the show? Like, my phone keeps buzzing. I want it to stop.
I'm going to text more.
Yeah, so sorry about that, Rob. I didn't mean to be involved in your life.
He's
like
probably
that.
Like, why are you texting me?
You're right, Rob loves me.
No, cool. I meant as a group.
Oh.
Right, he loves you. DL. He doesn't want to hear from the three of us.
You're supposed to keep it on the DL?
What, our friendship?
If that's what you call it. That's what you call it.
Apparently, he came all over the sun visor.
Oh, my God.
Lick each other's buttholes in a Denny's bathroom.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. Good times.
I guess that's it for tonight.
She had his cock still in her mouth.
Here comes the soundbite, Smith.
And it's soundbite because...
You were sucking his cock!
Oh, my God.
Whoa, what the hell's going on?
This is escalating.
Is it true?
It's not true.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
That shit part of yours belongs to me.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. All right, well.
Oh, that's funny. Come on, man.
She's a malignant cunt.
It's funny. Oh. So we're done for tonight. We will be back next week. Make sure that you go to riotcast.com/Jersey Jerk Show. Check out iTunes, or check out Tweaked Audio. Gamefly.
Oh.
And Amazon.com.
Hey.
Also, you can call us and leave a voicemail, 856-381-4500. We have a donate button. Make sure you use that.
Wait, what'd she say?
Donate.
And you said what?
It's reading the number. 4-5.
Gotcha. Sorry about that.
And again, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, subscribe, give us a good review. And we will see you next week.
Yeah,
happy. Boy. Be happy.
Bye, little.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.